Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And for a third...
This hits not just locally. This is all tentacles, doesn't it?
This is everywhere. Yeah. This is absolutely gut-wrenching, heartbreaking. Best city in the world. I can't say it enough. I'm absolutely in shock, and possibly we have lost our hockey team. That was a gift. The NHL gave us a gift here in Arizona.
Yeah.
And we possibly just lost.
How'd we do? You all right?
We did good. I'm ready. I'm on the brink of tears, I can tell you.
You got a lather going in
22
you're
years, buddy.
I know that.
You a lot longer.
Scenes out of a 5,000-seat NHL arena.
Yeah.
Not an NHL arena, a college hockey arena. Arizona Coyotes play their last home game.
Did you watch the end of it?
I watched, I've seen a lot of the stuff. I've seen, they've got a broadcaster who's been with them for 20 years. Whose name is it? Chris Taylor?
I do not know.
That's off memory. I've got all of his stuff right here. I watched him speak for 5 minutes on... what it's like to be leaving, and it's he told his life story, and I don't say that in any sort of negative way, like how he worked at a rock station, and they just got a call like, hey, we got a hockey team, you want to be a part of it? His answer was yes. And Todd Walsh, I don't know why I said Chris Taylor, Todd Walsh. So Todd Walsh, 22 years calling Arizona games and being part of the broadcast and telling stories about. Yeah. Everything. So I watched that. I watched the line thanking the equipment manager, people in the stands crying in a 5,000-seat college hockey arena, which it's one of those things, Joe. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. It's one of those things where we knew they were going to play in a 5,000-seat college hockey arena.
Yeah.
And very soon after, to get to the team is moving is one of those like, well, that's probably right. That's probably why. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing they've let them play in Mullet Arena in the first place.
Yeah, it is very much normal, though, because now the A's are playing in Sacramento.
Yeah,
and
they play in Vegas.
Right, and the Chargers played in a 30,000-seat stadium until they moved.
Yep.
So, although that was in Los Angeles, too, I believe. Anyway,
yeah,
you know, you spend any time in a half a stadium, you are on your way. You're going somewhere.
Yeah, so you got to be. It was... I got more choked up than I thought I would watching. There's like a 6-minute video of the end of the game and after, And we talked to Luke Lipinski yesterday in the Extra Point Show, who now he talks on the radio there, but has been like a lifelong Coyotes fan. And hearing him talk about it, and then seeing fans just like crying in the stands,
yeah,
like it's hard for that not to hit you. And I have wanted them to move forever. It's insane to me that it took this long. It could have happened 10 years ago, I feel like, and it wouldn't have been a surprise. But I do understand the point Luke was making to us yesterday, which is it just – imagine being a fan for 15 years or 20 years and being told you don't exist and then everybody celebrating when your team gets ripped from your hands.
Yeah.
That's got to suck.
Yeah, it's been bad ownership. It's you know – the Coyotes have been a dumping ground for salary. They haven't been a real team. I have
like, has there ever been a year where you felt comfortable?
No, probably not.
As a Coyotes fan, like, okay, we've got our team. Like for 15 years, you might have never.
Yeah.
Did we ever get this way with the Bills? Not really, because Pagula bought the team pretty quickly. But
no,
when Ralph was getting older, right? Like,
yeah.
It was maybe that times 10 every year for 15 years. That I want to empathize with that a little bit.
Sure. The difference, I guess, would be that in Buffalo, the market is definitely small by NFL standards, and making it work as important to the league. The Coyotes are almost the exact opposite. The market is so big that they tried to make it work for the league, and they ultimately didn't. Same with Atlanta. Atlanta's a huge market, and they lost their team to Winnipeg.
Right.
You know, like, good luck. Meanwhile, Winnipeg went to Arizona, and then a team went. Anyway, there's two questions I have that I think are good things to talk about the Coyotes. And we've got lots to get to today, but, you know, whatever. It's a big story. Two questions. Do you want the related to us or what could have gone differently? Which one? Which question do you want?
I'm curious of what could have gone differently.
What if they win the McDavid lottery? They don't move. They
don't move.
If they win that lottery, they don't move.
I agree with that.
Right?
Definitely agree with that.
The year of the tank, the group howl, all that.
Yeah.
They got Dylan Strome.
They didn't even get Jack.
You can hate Jack all you want. They got Dylan Strome.
Or I think you know who went after Strome?
Mitch Marner.
Marner, yeah.
Yeah. But even
tough draft.
I'm not here to make the case that Marner or Eichel would have changed the fate.
McDavid
would have done it.
McDavid
would have sold out of a building in three games. Oh, look at this guy. And they would have built a stadium. It all would have happened. If they get McDavid, they just stay.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh was in terrible shape when they won Crosby. Pittsburgh was going to move too. All of a sudden, you know, win a couple lotteries, have a couple amazing players, and you are entrenched as a big-time franchise. I mean, Pittsburgh's not a huge market. Mm-hmm. That's a team that went through bankruptcy.
Right.
So, if in a market like that, if they had won the McDavid lottery, if they had won the Austin Matthews lottery, they don't move. Imagine if Matthews, a hometown kid, is playing there as one of the best players in the entire league.
Yeah.
But I do think it's McDavid, maybe McDavid only. They win that, they don't move.
Well, it's the business of it, right? They get McDavid. He's a star. They're good, right? They're competitive enough. Are they the Oilers?
Maybe not, but if nothing else, they are entertaining.
But even that would be enough, right? Because they just couldn't fill up the building.
Right.
And how do you make it work in a non-traditional hockey market?
Stars,
and you got to win. Like, you've got to win. And to the Coyotes' defense, I guess to the fans' defense, that didn't show up when they were in an NHL-size arena, you know, we know how long it's been for the Sabres, right? The Coyotes have made the playoffs one time since 2012, and it was the COVID year.
Yeah.
So the last time a Coyotes fan was able to go to a playoff game was 11 years ago, or 12 years ago.
They've also not been a serious franchise, though.
No, right.
That's the thing. They're a financial dumping ground.
Oh, did you see some of the stories about how they didn't pay their hotel bills enough so that teams or hotels around the league had to had them start paying up front because they just didn't trust that they would actually pay their hotel bills.
Yeah.
And they got kicked out of their last arena because they were not paying their – like, they just didn't pay. Maybe they didn't have the money for it. I don't know. Do they have revenue sharing in the NHL? Whatever.
They do. The Arizona Coyotes only existed because of
revenue
the other
sharing teams.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are players in the league that take more money home as an individual than the Coyotes make.
That's –
You know, Some of their own players. Some of their own players would make more money than the Coyotes make.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this in any sort of like they deserve it, but their owner does, or their lack of owner, or the NHL and how it's been handled.
Even this owner. I mean, he's been a drama for forever. He can't get an arena deal done. He was in the center of an investigation about workplace misconduct. Yep. Like, not a dude that he's not the one that I'm, you know, feeling any condolences for with the team leaving. It's
not
the fans.
And he's got exclusive rights for 5 years if they want to go back. Might be best off to wait for 5 years.
Which, by the way, if I told a Coyotes fan, you are going to get a team back, would it be that bad? Because you're going to come in as an expansion team, and twice now that's seemingly worked pretty well for teams coming in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe, I know, we could debate Seattle. They made the playoffs, though, and won a round in their first couple years. Vegas has been Vegas, obviously. So the team hasn't been good for 12 years, and it's a reset. You get an expansion if, you know, that's a huge if you get an arena deal. It's possible they never come back.
Right. I think it's very possible they never come back. But if McDavid had been the lottery win for them, I bet they don't move.
I agree.
Bet they are still there.
They'd have an arena that'd be called the house that house that Connor built.
Yep. In a gate-driven league, you know, you could say they would win. Maybe they'd be good. Maybe not. Maybe even if they're not. When I think of McDavid, I think of Caitlin Clark. Like, this is a transcendent player figure that, oh, this person's on your team? You just sold out your building because people just want to go see this player every single night. 36 out of 40 nationally televised games for Caitlin Clark because, like, oh, all right, the ratings in the WNBA draft up like never before. Just transcendent star shows up. It fixes almost everything, even bad owners. And McDavid, I think, would have done that for Arizona.
He also would have been – do you know their all-time leading score list?
Ooh.
All-time leading scorers at the end of Arizona Coyotes history. Who was their little we'll do a little instant trivia.
Bobby
here.
Hull.
Not Bobby.
Doesn't count.
Not Bobby Hull. Oh, like Coyotes only.
Oh, his name's in the rafters.
Instant trivia. Farmer's dog, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
Coyotes trivia. All-time leading scorers.
Number one is number one by more than double.
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan, 955 points. Number two is on the team right now. Think of that, by the way.
Clayton Keller.
Clayton Keller is second in Coyotes history. Third is a defenseman.
Teppo Nieminen.
Nope. Good guess, though. He's 10th.
Third is a defenseman. Oliver Ekman Larson.
Correct. He is third. Okay, number four. Hockey Hall of Famer.
I am stunning myself with what I know about the Coyotes here.
Really well. I mean, the group Howell days,
Nieminen,
right? You gotta know.
The Nieminen guess was a joke, so I'm 3 for 3.
If we were doing top 10, you would be 3 for 3. Is this guy in the Hall of Fame? Don't think so.
Fourth scorer of all time?
Fourth scorer of all time.
Forward or defense?
Forward. I once passed him on a mountain in Arizona. One year I was visiting my mom. We went for a hike on this mountain, and we're going up the path, and there's blank walking right past
him. He was hiking, huh?
He was hiking. He's not in the... Is he not in the Hall of Fame? It's someone I would have thought was in the Hall of Fame, but apparently he is not.
Jeremy Roenick.
Jeremy Roenick. Should he not be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. He's fourth all time. Fifth. I mean, I don't even know what hint I could give you to get to it. Eastern European dude. Pretty good score for a while.
Hold on. I'm going to get there. And then I'm going to go home.
Just walk off.
I want to say Martin somebody.
No. No.
Sounds like it's not that far off.
No, you're not that far off. If the Martin... Is that Martin on here? There is... Okay, the Martin you're thinking of is seventh.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Even though we're not at the last name yet.
I love this. Did you hear he got like seven of the top scorers? He said some guy named Martin and it was
Martin.
Right.
Yeah. this gentleman scored 20 goals for the Coyotes 4 times. Between 2007 and 2014. He would have been one of those guys that every year for the last like 4 or 5 years of his career, he was like available at the deadline for probably like a second round pick or a third round pick.
That's a great hint.
I don't know. I don't,
give me initials.
Skittable? RV.
Rostislav.
No. You're thinking of Rusty Klesla. That's not this
guy. RV.
Klesla's the guy that refused to report to Buffalo, decided to go back to Europe instead when Murray traded for him. RV, I don't know if you'll get it.
Richie Vance.
No. Radim Verbata.
I was not going to get Radim
Verbata. I thought you weren't. You want to try the Martin?
Yeah. Martin something? Martin Straka.
No.
He's a Rangers guy. Martin what?
His last name sounds basically like a kid's fairy tale.
Shrek.
No.
What sounds like a this kid's fairy tale?
Actually, you know what? This character might have been in Shrek. It's possible.
Martin Donkey.
No. Martin Hansel.
Martin Fiona.
Martin Hansel.
Oh, Martin Hansel. Okay.
Was Hansel and Gretel in Shrek? It's possible, right?
Yeah, who knows.
And the number six right in the middle we skipped is definitely a Hall of Famer with multiple kids in the NHL.
Keith Tkachuk.
There you go. Keith Yandel, and you mentioned Teppo Numminen.
Yes, Teppo.
Who was the captain for a long time. And I think, no, not number retired. Maybe in their Hall of Fame or something. Shane Doan was the only number retired because there was a video last night of the Coyotes giving him the banner.
I saw that.
Because there's nowhere to hang it
well,
anymore.
Well, it had apparently been left back in Gila Arena because it never made it to Mullet.
Oh, it wasn't even in Mullet?
I saw a video of them giving it to him because it was in the old arena.
So it hadn't even been hanging.
I don't think so.
I also saw a thing that it was a fan that found the banner. The banner had been thrown out. The fan found it and gave it back to him.
Yeah. Come on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That can't be right.
I think that's right.
What? Not thrown out.
Left there.
The fan?
Left somewhere. Yeah. Right.
What are they going to do with that arena?
Right, they don't want it.
Who knows?
That is incredible. Right. Okay, so I'm typing in on Google, Shane Doan. You know how you get like the recommended searches that come up?
Yeah.
I'm typing in Shane Doan ban, and it comes a banner dumpster.
There you go. His banner was in a dumpster?
Maybe. Yeah, the Arizona Coyotes left Shane Doan's retirement banner in a dumpster in Gila Arena.
Sweet.
It says the Coyotes did that.
Do you want my second question? I told you I had two questions that came to mind.
What was the other
first
one?
First is, would they have moved if McDavid was the guy they won in the lottery? Yeah. The second one is this, and maybe this is a better one for us to talk about. 803-0550. Would you go to your team's last game? Would you want to be there? Watching last night, all those people crying, would you want to go? The Bills are leaving. The Sabres are leaving. I mean, this is not happening, but it's official. They're going. Tonight's the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going? Do you want to be there? Or do you want to just not even, you know? It might depend on the circumstances.
Yeah.
You might be so mad. Think about the St. Louis Rams, right? They left. It's funny because in the sports world, I don't know, Joe, like thinking of your life growing up and how often teams moved. I got to find like
For me, it's not. I mean,
it's not that unusual?
No, I think it is because all of that happened right before. Like, when did the Whalers move? Like,
96?
96. So I don't remember that. When did the Nordiques leave? 96
That's,
also?
Sure.
Okay. When did the Tennessee Titans leave the NFL?
When did the Houston Texans?
When did the Houston Oilers
leave? Houston Oilers
leave. The late
90s? 99.
Okay. Then when did the
Browns were 99.
So, like, late 90s?
96 for the Browns, maybe, because they came back in 99?
Yeah. So, if I'm, like, 5 years older, I'd probably have grown up with it, because it happened, I mean, mid to late 90s. I just rattled off four times, at least, that it happened. Maybe there's another one.
Yeah, that's probably right. Because what I was thinking of is, my timeline before you is, it was not normal. Expansion came. Teams did not move a lot, and sure, the Houston Oilers, the Cleveland Browns, it didn't seem to happen all that much, and now, I mean, man, the list of teams that have moved, it's all over the place.
There was like a 20-year period where
teams didn't really move.
Did anybody? And now, right, it's a lot of it's Vegas, right? I mean, a couple of them are Vegas. A couple of them are Vegas because that's a new market that's been opened up to the sports world because of legalized gambling.
Okay, here you go. I've got the full list, and this kind of drives home the point. In 1985, the Kansas City Kings moved to Sacramento.
Okay.
And the NBA went 16 years before they moved a team. It was 2001, Vancouver to Memphis. In the NFL, right? Yeah, are we finding a sweet spot?
Yeah.
In football. Yeah, the Colts move in 1984, the Cardinals in 88, the Rams. I don't want to count the Rams because they moved back and forth 100 times from L.A. to Oakland to L.A.
Right.
But I guess that one counts. In the NHL, no movement of a team between 1982 and 1993.
Who was 82?
82 was the Rockies moving to New Jersey as the Devils.
Okay.
But yeah, it seemed like it was not something that happened regularly. And I guess in hockey, this is the first one in 13 years that's a move.
It's since Winnipeg?
Yeah, since Atlanta moved to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And the previous one before that was Hartford moving to Atlanta. So in hockey, we've had two since 1997.
Right. So not that much.
Not that much. In football, there have been four since 1997. In baseball, and boy, the NBA, it's been all over the place. I mean, Charlotte to New Orleans, New Orleans to Oklahoma City, you know, Seattle to Oklahoma City. Just all over the place with these teams that moved around.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans was temporary to Oklahoma City because of a hurricane. So you've seen movement. Would you want to go to your team's last game? Bye-bye.
I mean, it'd be really hard.
Maybe you'll get a team back in 5 years. Maybe not. So you don't really know if this is goodbye. Sometimes when a team leaves, you know they're coming back. The Browns were pretty obvious, pretty clear they were going to come back.
Yeah.
In Houston, you would think when the Oilers left, you would have a team back. You know it's going to happen in some cases. Don't you ever feel like if Buffalo lost a team, that's not coming back? The Braves, right? If you could go back in
difference.
Time,
there's a total difference.
Yeah.
If you are a Coyotes fan, I think I could convince myself that okay, listen, they're not going to ignore the sixth biggest market in the United States forever, as long as Bettman is commissioner. That dude is going to try to get a team back here.
Yeah, I mean, look how hard the NFL worked on getting Los Angeles.
Right.
They ripped the team out of St. Louis. They ripped the team out of San Diego.
Yeah.
And threw two teams in Los Angeles.
But, yeah, it would be different because you would just – if you're in a market that's smaller, I think you would just have to accept or feel like it's just – that's it. You can't – if the circumstances present itself that they're leaving, they're not ever coming back. So, man, it would be – it would be so hard, right? Like, I think it would be really difficult to be there that night. I would feel like I would owe it to myself if I were a fan for my entire life of a team that I've got to be there.
Yeah,
I've got to be there for the last game.
I'd probably just go for a walk. What do I want to do? Be in the arena as the Sabres play some of their all-time greatest moments that I can remember and then say goodbye and walk out? Or to just, like, go for a hike? Yeah. It might be better for my mental health to not be in that arena. Twitter poll up on the WGR account. If your team was relocating, would you go to the final game? No is winning so far. Would not go. Would you want to go? You know, it's only 18,000 or 19,000 seats, so it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. 803-0550. You got a call early on here. Springville's Doug. Doug's calling us. Hey, Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Doug.
Hey, I was in Cleveland when Browns left, and, yeah, we went to the last game. That was more of just a party, not really to celebrate them staying or, you know, history or anything. But I jumped in the car this morning, and I'm listening to your talking about Arizona, and I kind of looked out a couple of years from now. I'm like, you could put Buffalo, just substitute Buffalo in every time you said Arizona in that conversation. It just seems that this franchise is, I don't know, doomed.
I'll not lie. I've let my mind go to comparisons like that before. I think though there are massive differences that, of course, make this a very different situation. One is there's an arena here, even though it's, you know,
it's getting updated.
It's not in great shape.
Needs a new roof. It's getting a new roof.
The other thing that I would want to say to this, there is a big reason why the Coyotes are leaving. Zero support from local government, or like just kicked out of Glendale. The Scottsdale mayor wants nothing to do with them. Just there is no support whatsoever on that front. And I don't know. I've got pretty strong faith that Buffalo in general understands the value of the Sabres. And if there were ever a time where ownership was in flux, which is also a huge difference right now, I think, if ownership were in flux and the arena was in flux, that I would have more confidence that, you know, they'd give the NHL whatever they need, where the Coyotes and Arizona was like, we're not giving you jack squat. Pay your bills, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth mentioning. Not a huge market, not a huge revenue-driving team, I would imagine, by NHL standards. But the reality is, I always think about this, back when the last lockout hit, there were only about 4 to 5 teams that actually make money for the league. Right. And new television deals have made that probably different and a little healthier. You know, the era of live sports, contracts, blowing everything else out of the water because it's the only thing that people watch on live TV anymore. So that helps. It comes down to ownership. It comes down to a couple things. And you'd like to believe the NHL would value this market enough, but the dollar tends to win. You know, depends on how greedy an owner is. If a guy wants to move, he moves.
They had a chance, didn't they? How 20 years ago? Like, how hard did Bettman work to keep them here?
Hard.
Right.
Hard.
So
that's 20 years ago.
Right.
And are there now more markets that are interested? And back then, the expansion fee was not, you know, $650 million.
Right.
There's a reason the league expands now more regularly.
But they want expansion. They don't want relocation.
They
right?
want expansion. That's
they
right.
They want expansion.
And in the case of Salt Lake, they are still going to they got a workaround. They bought the team from him and charged a relocation fee that owners will still split. So
the Salt Lake owner.
Yeah. So NHL owners are still getting a check from this.
Right. Which is insane.
Which tends to be the business model in the NHL right now, which is, what if we just charge, you know, $600 million every couple of years, and here, NHL owner, here's a check for $20 million because somebody else joined our club.
That's another thing that makes me think the Coyotes have, well, I guess, you know, the guy could be delusional. The owner's leaving like $300 million on the table by not just selling direct to Salt Lake City to get these exclusive rights to bring a team back. He has expansion rights. If he just said, to hell with it, I don't need a team, he would just sell direct to the Salt Lake owner and he would get $300 million more dollars.
Can he sell the expansion rights? It's like a PSL.
Can he
go to the expansion rights marketplace? list
the Coyotes.
Anyway, 803-0550. Thanks, Doug, for the phone call.
I can't believe the Shane Doan story. I'm watching the video of a fan giving him the banner. Just a guy in a Coyotes hat and jersey. How does he have the banner?
I remember his jersey retirement ceremony because one time I might have fallen asleep and I ended up watching 40 minutes of his retirement ceremony. It was
40 minutes?
It was unbelievably long.
40 minutes?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, those things aren't like super short, but
It was a lot. I mean, think about RJ Knight or
how long,
you know,
was
when guys are out on the ice giving speeches, having conversations. Yeah, they did something like that.
Oh my. Okay, wait. How long do you think the RJ ceremony was, though? Because I got the time on the Shane Doan ceremony.
Was it like an hour?
It was an hour and 31 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that. I found it. I just
that's
was
amazing.
Flipping through one night, and here I what's going on here? An hour and a half on Shane Doan.
Yeah.
803-0550. Sabres locker cleanout. We heard from players yesterday. There's some yesterday, some today that we're going to speak. So we heard from some players yesterday. A familiar refrain was said over and over. And you could view it one of two ways, I suppose. As good or, hey, where's that been? Why did nobody say anything about this? If you missed it, we'll explain. We'll get to that. We're going to talk with Paul Hamilton at 8:30. We're a week out from the draft, so plenty of draft chatter. I'm on a new receiver now, you know, an old receiver that we've been on before. There have been mock drafts. The trade mock trades are nuts. Anyway, lots going on. So join us, 803-0550. And would you go? Would you go to your team's final ever game if it came down to it? Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.